Well, it just says that we do things properly and appropriately for the players, and they in turn take it on. You know, I mentioned many moons ago when I got here that, you know, I my managerial belief and my belief from the staff is to guide players to what will, you know, improve them both as an individual and as a team. And, you know, the constant reminder is when people look at our team and decide there's some very good players within it. And, you know, that's, if you mentioned three, I'd argue it could be more. There's some good players in the Championship, so to have three in is at least a decent reflection, but I think we've got a couple of more who might have been in there.
Does it reflect a change in perception of the club as much as anything, that people do consider your players to be the top players in the division or among the top players in the division?
Well, I think it's certainly changed in my time here. You know, I think the team is more readily recognised, you know, not so much just by names, that is, and signings. It's recognised by the work they do, and I think that's the main thing. It's the way they play, the way they go about their business, the way they go about their profession, and in order to get success for themselves and for the team and for the club, of course. And, you know, I think that's the main thing that, well, I would hope that's what people are looking at and reflecting on.
Is there such a thing as nice pressure or good pressure, the kind of pressure you get when you're at the top of the table rather than the kind of pressure you get battling relegation, for example?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're relishing this kind of pressure. We want this kind of... This is what, you know, being successful is about. You know, it doesn't come easy. You have to earn the right, and we're earning the right, and we continue to look to do that. And, you know, that's exactly the position you plan on getting yourself in. You want to be at the top of leagues. You want to be doing well in cups, whatever competition you're in. It's always been a mindset of mine that to be successful, you have to win and you have to keep winning, and it's finding that way to win, and we've done that. And you know, we continue to look for different ways, and we will do again tomorrow, of course, against Preston.
Do managers and players put more pressure on themselves than anything that comes from anywhere else, including supporters and media and all that kind of thing?
I think it's a mixed bag, really. I think that, you know, the demands of a group are really important. That's just not my demand on the group, that's their own demands, and I think we have that here. I think we have a real clarity to the demand of each other, and the respect and the honesty within each other as well, and also from myself and the staff, and it makes for a healthy balance, I think, to the situation. But, you know, it's as you started the question a moment ago, it's a great situation to be in, and we've earned the right. You know, we worked very hard to be in this situation, so, you know, now it's shoulders back. We're ready for it. We're ready for the challenge that comes in front of us, and that's the next three games, and it is back to that one game at a time. Preston's the next one.
I think when we spoke before the midweek game, it was pretty clear that you didn't expect anything to be any clearer in, you know, in the space of a game. Is it likely to go right down to the wire, this automatic promotion battle?
Who knows? We'll see. You know, I certainly can't predict the future for everyone else. I can attempt to predict it for us, you know, but I can't predict it for everyone else, so we'll soon see.
I guess the situation, it's in your own hands, isn't it? If you win the last three games, the chances are you'll have done enough.
Yeah, the clarity is there for everyone to see. All the statisticians, I think I said it right, they'll all be out there, you know, doing the numbers. But basically, yes, it comes down to us. And it always does, by the way. Football always comes down to us. So, you know, I mention it a lot. It's the clarity of performance. It's understanding how the team perform. And then it's delivering. And I think we have a good mixture of all end things. You know, we have clarity to how we're expected to perform. We are performing. And we're getting what we want from that. And it's important that we continue with that clear focus on what we're about and what we can deliver.